Now, the shotgun start in golf is full of mathematics. There's a lot of setup work that we have to do in order to make a tournament work. So I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how we do a shotgun start here.
And here we go.
All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your engine!
Greetings and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Shotgun Start. It is June 9th. Andy, how are we doing?
Brendan, I'm doing just fantastic.
Great. That's good to hear. This is our second recording in a matter of hours. We had a
sweaty boy season here in an Airbnb with no AC.
You got some eggs, boiling eggs over there. You got you little egg house. You, Garrett, Will, little.
It does have AC. It's just not working.
Oh, okay. I can't imagine anything be worse than that house in Monterey where, of course, no AC in Monterey, as you'd expect. And then we got that heat wave at the U.S. Open. We walk in. The thermostat was over 90 several times in that house, like 95 with no AC. It's like,
it would just cook all afternoon, and then we'd get back from a long day, and it'd be like 96.
Stepping into an oven. That sucked, but it cooled down eventually.
Immediately open all the windows and just by 11 p.m. be a manageable temperature.
I feel like 82. I'm like, oh, hottest week they've ever had, Pebble or whatever it was. All right, but good to hear you guys are doing well in Detroit. Sounds like the event went well. I had a friend, an undercover agent from my side that went, said it was a blast. So the stalemate, is that what it was? Course like
stalemate.
Fantastic.
You know what? It was called the stalemate. I didn't tell anybody at the event this, but you know, now's a good time. It was a stalemate because Meadowbrook, the course, hosted one PGA Tour event. It was in, I think, 47 or 45, and it ended in a tie.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't go to a playoff? They didn't do anything?
Didn't have a winner. It was a tie.
Oh. That's a good creative. I assume you didn't pick the name out at random. You're not like the
Will.
You know,
Will pick the name.
Nonsense. So, okay, good.
That was good. All the Will Knight's crack research team.
Yeah, fantastic. Good on his little booster seat, typing away at the computer, researching.
Come on.
All right, I gotta stop. Will's the man. He keeps it all together. He's my favorite person at Egg. Anyway, at Egg.
Complete unnecessary drive by.
I know. I don't know how this bit started and why I'm keeping it alive. You asked me for what I thought was short, and I just threw, I don't know. I'm an idiot. I just threw out a number that came to me first, and I don't, 5'10" is not short. And I'm sorry. Will was a great sport about it. He gave me inside intel. Okay, this is going to be a quick one. We did a U.S. Open qualifying show Tuesday afternoon that kind of covered, we already got some great feedback from people who've listened, you know, since we posted it. Just kind of a rundown, not necessarily the names, but you know, we cover the names, but also reheat some angry takes when we see some of these Korn Ferry studs that are getting through. We cover some a slow play scandal that costs one player a spot at Torrey Pines. You know, we debate the WDs and whether that's dishonorable or not. So check that out if you want. Full coverage of how sectionals or final qualifying went down, some opinions, some amusements. Check that extra podcast out. Thanks to US Open for sponsoring that. This is our regular Wednesday episode. All right. Should we start with schedule for the week?
Schedule. Yeah, I'd love to do the schedule.
All right. First up, we have the Palmetto.
That's my first question. That would be my first question to Andy Gardner. Is it your schedule or schedule?
Yeah, he does. There is like quite a English bent to that whole website. Favorite shotgun is two words. Playoffs.
Should
is
we
hyphenated.
Change ours to shotgun? No. I think it'd be a big buoy for us if they were successful, because there'd be a lot more shotgun starts happening.
That's true. buoy or boy? Isn't it? It buoyed us.
Buoyed confidence.
The Palmetto Championship is at Congaree. It is a makeshift one-year event to replace the RBC Canadian Open the week before the U.S. Open. The field is a complete abomination, but it's fun for us to look at and laugh. Daniel Chopra just didn't want to play. So I think, I don't know who got it. Ted Purdy, Mark Hensby getting off the fillet.
Do you want me to go down some of my favorites?
There's this guy, Balin.
Okay. I got some field insights. We'll call this the field report. You know, okay. Real creative.
Fantastic. Yeah, great.
Tommy Fleetwood, you know, I'd say pretty top-end player in the world, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. High-profile world player. He's paired with Arjun Atwal.
Oh, no. Are there Schwab Cup points available at this event? Some of these names I'm seeing. Ted Purdy. They should have dual points. Schwab Cup. If you go and perform on the tour, you should get some Schwab Cup points. Arjun Atwal? Tommy Fleetwood's going to walk out like, what is this? Why am I here? Is this the PNC Challenge? Who am I playing with? Okay. How did they get that? How did he end up with them?
I'm incredulous about that. It literally stopped me, and I was like, how did this happen? I mean, Arjun Atwal hasn't had full tour status in probably a decade, and he's playing with Tommy Fleetwood.
What happened there? Okay. You know what I love? There's a Brock with no K.
Yeah.
B-R-O-C. What happened? I've never seen a Brock like that with one C. Okay.
Maybe he's a big fan of Crocs. He dropped the K.
That's quite a leap you make. All right. What else you got?
Well, General Patton, Patton Kizzire, Mr. October is in a featured group in June. That is a sign something is wrong. This is the meat of the PGA Tour season. And Patton Kizzire is in one of your featured groups.
I thought Lucas Glover was more abominable
than
that. At
least he's a former major champion.
He's won a major. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Should we do feature groups? How did Lucas Glover...
Sure.
Brooks Koepka is playing with Lucas Glover. I don't understand how that came about. And Keith Mitchell.
How bad does Tommy Fleetwood feel that he didn't make a feature group?
Tyrrell Hatton... Matthew Fitzpatrick, Ian Poulter, the Cheeky Brits, DJ, JT Poston, and Kevin Kisner. That's the
little Carolina
South
boys.
Carolina. Yeah, South Carolina, South Cackalack. And then
Do you think they're going to ask DJ how much it means to him to win the Palmetto?
Yes. Yes. Like, oh, I don't know. I've never been here. I mean, I'm from Columbia, Politicoastal. Oh, I've never been back here before. Guess it's behind state lines.
I mean, I'd be the only champion ever. Does this get lumped in with the Canadian Open history?
I don't know. See, why can't you just keep it the Canadian Open? Like the Raptors and Blue Jays are playing in Tampa, but they're still the Toronto Blue Jays, right? The Raptors. I don't know. Just keep it the Canadian Open. So then DJ. All right, last group is Sungjae Im, Snedeker, and Patton Kizzire. As you mentioned, what other observations? What else do you have in the Andes Field
Report?
All right,
I'm just going to run down some names. Make of it what you will. We've got a homecoming for one of South Carolina's favorite sons. He played at a venerable South Carolina university.
Furman?
Wofford.
Oh, Wofford.
South Carolina's favorite terrier. Dirt McGirt. John Rollins.
Cussing under his breath. Dirt McGirt.
Taking off the PGA Tour live polo this week.
Or not. He might just play right in it and then put on the headset. Be a walking reporter. Who knows?
They should put him in a PGA Tour live group and he should commentate while he plays. I would tune in for that.
Yeah, I would. Who's he playing with? That cannot be a feature group. right?
No, it's not a featured group.
He's playing with Brian Stewart, undershirt man. Springfield, the Springfield assassin.
Yeah.
Ryan Blaum, who I didn't know he had Korn Ferry Tour status, but apparently he's on the PGA Tour. All right.
Harrison Frazier. I haven't seen that name in a while.
How?
You got steroid boy Mark Hensby.
I think it was Peds. I don't know if it was Roy.
All right. PD. I correct myself. I didn't mean. We got Ted Purdy.
They got off today. They got off the alternate list. When Chopra just said, I don't even want to play this. Danny Chops. Maybe he's got PGA Tour live duty. Maybe he's caddying for Jazzy J.
We got the Bitcoin boy, Charlie Belgian. He's probably flush on some crypto cash.
This is gross.
We got the food zone. This is actually a perfect segue. We got the food zone. We got the Swedish pancake and the filet. Filet is done running his Airbnb for the week. Handed it over to the wife to take care of, and he's
Charlotte
down.
Charlotte area. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, making the short Norman drive down to Calgary. We got Dick Johnson, Richard S. Johnson in the field. We got Baby Walrus.
When's the last time Richard S. Johnson made it? Oh, he made it at Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah. He played great one of those days. We got D.A. Points, Pekin's favorite, George McNeil, and finally, without you know, any further delay, Omar Yarusty. And this is a proposal I have for Omar.
Okay.
At this point, I think Omar should have to wear uniforms. He should have to wear a uniform when he's playing as a PGA Tour member, like this week. And then he should also have a different uniform when he's playing as a PGA Club Pro. It could serve multiple purposes. Could illuminate how ridiculous this is.
Yeah.
And then it could also illuminate to the greater public that there's a difference between the PGA, the Professional Golfers Association of America, and the PGA Tour.
But not in Omar's world. I mean, he just kind of smoothly bobs and weaves from one to the other.
You want three things to watch?
Smiley is playing. Whoa. Was that a sponsor's exemption?
I don't think so.
With Padraig Harrington and Honor Bond?
He's like past champions, probably.
Brant Pieper. I feel like we've done this might be a week to bring back the old fan vote Friday. Brant Pieper. Cody Blick.
There's that guy, Tane Lee.
Yeah, he's my one and done pick, Tane Lee. Somebody told me it's like his third time he's Monday qualified. He's playing well. That's my one and done.
He's made both cuts when he's qualified.
Tane Lee, one and done. Who do you have?
Oh, who did I have? I had somebody. Who did I say earlier, Will?
Oh, you can't go to the room for help. You can't.
I said somebody.
Hey, can we do a game within
Give
the game?
Give me one second. Yeah, I have three things, too.
I want to see this group. Brian Gay and Luke Donald are in the same tee time. We need to do driving distance after that. Who wins poofer of the week between Brian Gay and Luke Donald in that tee time? Poofer of the week.
I love Luke Donald. Yeah. I caddied for him when I was like an impressionable, you know, 16 or 15-year-old kid. Yeah. But I'm taking Brian Gay.
Yeah, he's got the speed now. Speed.
I'm taking Tommy Fleetwood.
Okay. Playing.
He's playing with Mr. Florida,
Chase
too.
Chase Seifert, yeah. But we're in South Carolina. Unfortunately, we're not in Florida. Chase Seifert. There are a few interesting. I want to see Garrick Higo. Wilco Nienaber. Right? Are these guys coming over because they're playing next week?
These are my three things.
Summer
Wilco. Wilco is my number one thing. You know, not the band that 42-year-olds love, middle-aged white men love. But Wilco need whatever his last name is.
Nienaber.
I didn't write it down. He hits it like 400 yards. If this place gets firm, there's been a lot of rain. It could go 450 out.
Them's got eyes, let them see.
Impossible Germany.
Number
yeah, two.
He could put Bryson to shame, it sounds like. Wilco yeah, speed, he, you know?
He could.
All right.
He's not.
What else?
Newsflash, he's not like, he didn't have to put on 75 pounds to do it, too.
Doesn't have. Yeah, well, we won't go there. We won't go there. Oily boy. all right.
Anyways, number two, we got Hammer Time, John Pock, Davis Thompson. We got three young guns from the college ranks.
Third?
Davis Thompson.
You said third. You said Pack, Thompson, and who was the third?
Hammer Time.
Oh, Cole Hammer. Okay. That
yeah.
flew right over my head. It's the second podcast of the day. All right.
John Pock turned pro, so this is his pro debut.
He didn't play at Muirfield. Oh, no, he got the award at Muirfield, right? I thought he played at Memorial.
Big news, news flash, Christopher has dropped the toffer. He's now listed as Chris with a K. Ventura.
He's tofferless. Why would he do that? He's dropped the toffer. What? Why would you turn your back on that?
Three, it will be amazing to watch the great Tom Fazio designed Congaree today. Thank you to the PGA Tour social media team. I learned some stuff that I didn't know about Tom Fazio. Brendan, did you know that Tom Fazio designed Augusta National?
I did not. I did not know that. Is that what the tour is claiming?
The tour,
he helped, right? He put his paws on it there, right? For a while.
All right, let me just lay this out. Tom Fazio on the Instagram story, they did a little trivia section.
PGA Tour.
Tom Fazio, designer of Congaree, also designed which of the following? A. Torrey Pines. B. Muirfield Village. C. Augusta National. Or D. TPC Sawgrass.
None of those jump out to me. Torrey, Sawgrass.
Brant McGalliard, who informed us of this, he guessed Torrey Pines.
Yeah, I guess.
Didn't even go across his mind that it would be Augusta. Wrong, it was Augusta National. Not Alistair McKenzie. Not Perry Maxwell. The guy who designed Augusta. Designed. That means took it from nothing. From just a piece of land. Yeah. Laid out all the holes over the land. That was Tom Fazio. Do you know how old Tom Fazio was when Augusta National opened?
What was that, like 1931, 34 first Masters, right? Or did it open in 34? Fazio, the Faz. I mean, he probably wasn't born. What was he, 10? Negative 10?
Negative 12.
Okay, there we go.
Following up on that story post, they doubled down. Augusta National in bold letters. Fazio, and then smaller subtext. Fazio has also designed Shadow Creek PGA National.
Is that true?
It's not the bear trap, it's the fast trap.
Is that accurate? I mean, he's designed Shadow Creek.
He designed a course at PGA National.
Estates? No.
I think it was George. I think it was his uncle who designed it. But you know what? PGA National, not Jack Nicklaus, didn't do that. Pinehurst, just Pinehurst.
The town?
No number.
He laid out the town.
So, you know, a common golf fan would be like, wow, he designed Augusta National and Pinehurst number two. That's what they would think. Not Pinehurst number eight. He designed Pinehurst number eight.
I think I played eight. Yeah, one time. Okay.
And many more.
Can I?
So we've got a golf course that I didn't even know was designed by arguably the greatest that's ever done it.
I got to push back on this just a little bit. Like, this is just some kid, probably graduated from college 3 weeks ago. We got to have some empathy. Screw up. I think we should be turn our, like, you know, I have no sympathy for the PGA Tour on a range of issues, 97 meeting rooms, the 18,000 middle managers filing DMCAs, everybody kind of skimming off this, that, and the other, the sort of battle axe, you know, some of the people that go in and just kind of try to scare you out of, you know, any kind of critical voice. Like, yeah, I have plenty of, you know, bones to pick. This is like, I get that it's the brand account, but it's probably some kid
three weeks into
a job trying to make a quiz at some event no one gives a shit about. They've got Tommy Fleetwood playing with Arjun Atwell. No one cares. John Rollins, we just talked about it. He's making a quiz, or she is making a quiz. Maybe it's Jay Monahan himself. And if it is, then I'm all for just laughing, giggling it up and making fun of him. But like, here's, we all screw up at our first job and say dumb shit. We're like, happened.
Hold on. This is,
bad for the kid.
I feel bad for if it's a kid, but here's the thing. What kind of idiotic organization gives the keys to 3 million people? Messaging 3 million people to a 22-year-old kid. That's idiotic. That's stupid.
I blame the source. It was clearly someone. He looked this up, she or he, and somewhere, like these Wikipedia things. You know, like, we say dumb stuff. We you know, and maybe we're misinformed. It's somewhere, some source, it lists Tom Fazio as being, you know, design was the wrong word. You have, and that is right. They shouldn't have said design. You know, got his paws on, you know, mangled, adjusted, renovated, whatever, destroyed. Whatever you want to say, designed was the wrong word choice. He didn't design Augusta National.
He designed Pinehurst, too.
A Pinehurst. I don't know. I don't know.
They took one away from the Golden Bear. I bet 8 a.m. golf is more mad than anybody. Took one off the scoreboard for them.
Well, you know how they deal with credit. You know, you're not getting the appropriate credit, proper credit.
Can we talk real seriously about the course? All right, Calgary, it's cool, unique venue. It's different than most PGA Tour courses. It's way different than most of the Fazio portfolio. You can tell this is Tom's late career attempt to mimic other popular architects. You know, when you mimic things and it's not authentic, they don't turn out as good as the people that are doing authentic work. But it is pretty good. There's a lot of stuff to like. It usually plays rock hard and super fast. This week it's poured rain. I don't think it's going to play firm and fast, unfortunately.
I saw somewhere that said it was like supposed to be a sandbelt course, or it tries to be a sandbelt course, which, like, I mean, whatever.
The faux sand ridges built and say it looks like the sandbelt, you know, be my guest, but whatever, you know. There's some cool holes. There's some neat holes. The third hole is a really neat, really fun short par four. That is a really awesome golf hole. The 15th, people will go gaga for.
Yeah.
The hole stinks. But people will go gaga for it. It's a drivable par four. The layup,
what he did at Augusta, where you get and go for the green, you know, waterfront and back. Very exciting, risk reward.
Every guy's gonna go for 15, depending on where they play it. But for the regular golfer, for every week of the year at Calgary, for the rest of time after this week, before this, it's absolutely punishing for like the average golfer. It's idiotic. They have to lay up into this like 20-yard wide fairway with water on the right and forward of it. Like, the guys that have to lay up have to hit a way harder shot than guys that are long enough to just drive the green. When I played it, me and this other guy that were long drove the green. The other guys made like sixes and sevens. Like, it's like the layup is the hardest shot on the hole. That's kind of proof of somebody trying to do something that they aren't frankly good at or don't know how to do.
But it'll get a lot of pub because it's drivable par four.
Yeah, exactly. The 18th is maybe one of the worst finishing holes in golf. But then, you know, the 14th is a good hole. There, and the conditioning makes it, I think, 10. I think I'm trying to remember exactly the holes. But it's a solid golf course, and it's a really cool place, you know, just in general. Like, the whole, like, hanging out there with a group of friends would be fun. And yeah, and then they obviously have the cause.
I've heard the cause has kind of been whittled away. The mission, which I'm sure will be promoted and bandied about, the 313, this, that, and the other. I don't know. I've heard that. I don't want to. Maybe I have, you know, sort of misanthropes in my ear telling me, like, don't buy all the cause, the mission, all that stuff's kind of gone by the wayside. I don't know. Maybe, but I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. We'll see.
I got a source on the ground. I'm going to get some feedback tomorrow. CBS will tell us all about
it. Yeah, all about all the good it's doing, I suppose. All right.
That, you know, what's the most sad thing that's happened to me this week?
What?
You know, our whole team's here in Detroit, and we didn't get invited to Rocket Mortgage Media Day.
Oh, that was Monday, wasn't it?
Bryson was out.
Monday, yeah. The thick boy.
Bryson was out answering questions. We could have gotten out there, peppered away.
I'm surprised he did that. So magnanimous of him to show.
I would have pulled Will out of the event, yeah, we were running and sent him over there.
Yeah, you could get him going.
Garrett might have volunteered to go over there.
Brooksy, protecting the brand, things like that. Do we have anything else on Congaree? Just
that was the third thing to watch. It should be fun. It should be a fun golf course to watch. The conditioning, okay, if it gets firm by the weekend, will be really fun to watch.
Okay. Let's do an ad read for BixbyCoffee.com, the Shotgun Start Blend. That is our morning. Are you doing cold brew? Are you back on the cold brew? You're on the road right now. So.
Unfortunately, it hasn't been Bixby cold brew the last couple of days, but yeah.
We should just open this up and give a peek behind the curtain. Bixby has these fantastic cold brew bags. We just can't come up with a good name for them. We got to give them a name. And some artwork. We're going to do, I think, the beaker of chocolate milk. But they have these cold brew bags ready for us to sell and push. But we can't come up with a good name for them. You just throw these bags in a pitcher and, like, leave them there for, you know, overnight or whatever it is. So easy to make. So those will be coming soon. But
we need a name. Right now, well, whoever comes up with the best name will give, like, I don't know, 6 months.
Jeez, settle down. 3 months? I don't know. 6 months. Sure, sure. What are we throwing out there?
It's one person, 6 months coffee. I'm kidding. They're giving us a name.
Thick boy cold brew.
For a product to sell.
Thick boy cold brew.
And you're complaining. I don't know. Let the powers that be.
Third standard deviation. Living on the third standard deviation.
Let them come up with their creative liberties.
Their pouches.
It doesn't have to be Bryson themed. It could be anybody. It could be anything. We could come up with a different logo.
Yeah, that's true.
Just come up with a name. Tweet them at us. Maybe hashtag idiots.
No, that's going to create
SGS idiots. Hashtag SGS idiots.
You going to go through these or am I?
I might.
Neither of us are going to be able to get through these. All right, we'll look for that. Anyways, but Bixby Coffee, we have the Shotgun Start Blend. We have the Westy Island Blend. One's the dark roast. One's the light roast. Bixby is the OG sponsor. That, you know, if you want to support this podcast in some way, shape, or form, and you drink coffee, this is a very easy, not easy, but, you know, a direct way you can support the podcast and hopefully receive a consumable good. It's not just sending your money to a Patreon or something like that. It's hopefully getting something of value to you and also very, you know, supports the podcast in a significant way. So BixbyCoffee.com is the URL. We're going to be doing more and more, I don't know what you want to call them, little perks and different events. I don't know.
Maybe.
Events, maybe with subscribers. We want to play an event. We want to, you know, give away some sort of brew kits, things like that. So if you're a subscriber, you will be eligible for those. Again, BixbyCoffee.com. and subscribe to the Shotgun Start Blend or the Westy Island Blend. We really appreciate it. And if you have an issue or you've left or I don't know, send us a message. We're always trying to get better. And in addition to coming up with new names for the cold brew bags. All right, let's move on. Schedule for the week. Which I would... I don't want to steer you into it. But I think this might be the event of the week. The Scandinavian Mixed, hosted by Annika and Henrik. I am getting intel from the ground. They say, caddies, love the course. Say it's a great course. So good to have the women out there. Said there's a ton of energy. It's popping. Just a great vibe is a word that was used. And just a lot of energy. They said it's just really good to be there. This is the Scandinavian Mixed. So it's a combination of men and women on the same in the same tee times. I think often it's two men, one woman, but some groups I think are one man, Euro Tour and two let players. So really cool idea, cool concept. Annika and Henrik are playing. Third wheel in that their tee time is Thomas Bjorn. So some temperament there. Bjorn and Henrik in the same
That's the event of the week. I was wondering what I was going to give it to.
It's not exactly like the one in Australia, but similar, right? To that mixed event. So, yeah, just sounds like Euro Tour folks are really excited about it. Be over there.
LPGA right. Tour still in the Bay Area at Lake Merced.
Metaheel.
Golf Club.
Metaheel Championship.
Have you seen the logo for this event?
It's the bridge, right?
No, the Metaheel logo?
No.
It's like absurd.
Are you in some uncomfortable chair? You keep standing
sitting
down, you're
terrible.
Walking around.
It's like a tiny little stool. It's like I've been sitting in it all day. It's terrible.
You're like bobbing, you're... You know, pacing
ready
back
for
and forth.
I'm like sweating too. It's so hot in here.
Metaheel Championship, which is great. It's prime time again, 6 to 9 on Thursday, Friday, Golf Channel, 7 to 10, 10 p.m. finish Sunday night. So, Metaheel Championship. Pretty much everyone stayed in town, went across Lake Merced for that event. It's always kind of one of their. I guess it's not early season anymore, but first half of the year highlight. So I don't know. Not even the first half of the year anymore, but I don't know. So
let's talk about the PGL.
We're not even done with our schedule for the week.
I don't care about the senior tour.
American Family Insurance Championship.
In Madison.
Andy Rich. North teeing it up. Bad. And then on the Corn Ferry Tour, we have the BMW Charity Pro-Am, which I am seeing conflicting reports.
All I'm going to say real quick is that I can confirm with 100% certainty that Andy North's ringtone is still bad to the bone. Can confirm with 100% certainty. I'll leave it at that.
You can't even tell the story, huh?
Not yet.
It went off in your presence, is all I know.
It's another story for another day.
All right. And then the BMW Charity Pro-Am, which I see Golf Channel is saying it's on TV. Corn Ferry Tour, PGAtour.com is saying it's not. No TV. But there's conflicting reports. Maybe PGAtour.com is trying to bury it. I don't know. It used to be on TV. I know it has in the past. It's like the first time we get TV since January. But
maybe they're worried about it bearing the, you know, overshadowing the other event in South Carolina.
That's true. That's a good point. But I see I see it like 5 to 7. So like these tight little windows between champions, you know, and LPGA and stuff. So maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. All right. Let's talk about the PGL. PGL comes out, they have a website, they have articles, they have, I don't know, some sort of song lyrics of some sort, or poetry, I don't know. That looks so cringeworthy, I just couldn't bring myself to reading the whole thing for the love of the game. I would characterize it as a full-on PR assault, this thing that sort of lurked in the shadows and Strategized in the Shadows is going public in a big way with websites and articles, usually for our European tour writer and friends, never really on this side of the pond.
Could I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah.
You've been to the PGL site, right?
Uh-huh.
They describe their courses as Field of Dreams.
I missed that
Fields
word.
Of Dreams. If you click on that website, look at that picture of the golf course.
Yeah, I saw that.
Does that look like a Field of Dreams to you?
It looks like a DLF type, you know.
It looks like something you'd see at like any random public golf course.
Do you watch the website? I mean,
like, come on.
The website's like Sims Golf League or something. It's just like, it's what you make. I don't know.
There's a game that you could build like these courses that look unbelievable in. Like, ask one of those guys to give you a good picture of one of their courses. Like, this golf course looks like complete shit, and that's one of your big selling points.
I can't believe you're critiquing the architecture of this fake golf course on this website for a league that doesn't exist. Fake league, basically. And we're talking about the course.
For the love of a 1.7-inch golf ball and a 4.2-inch.
I can't. That's what I'm talking about. The saw.
For the love of the shanks, hooks, slices, and thins. Without them, the sand sink.
Who's their PR guy? Who's their content
fairway
guy?
And the chip in just wouldn't feel so sweet. For the love of the half-tool, the halfway house, and that you can pick that up. I'll tell you what. They desperately need golf because their content blows.
It's not... what was the last one? It's for all of us. This game is for all of us. That, remember when they did that tweet thread? That was a disaster.
Yeah. Who owns golf?
Who owns golf? Nobody owns golf, you know. So while we're ripping the tour, the 21-year-old intern that did the Fazio, they got people that billions of dollars, and they're coming up with this schlock, this dreck.
Like
for the love of a 1.7-inch ball. That just rolls off the tongue.
They got all this money. Why don't they just buy somebody and that's good at this and tell them to make some content for them? This is a joke.
It's not. Yeah. One guy's quoting Thomas Jefferson, TJ, like that's legal precedent for that's how this is all going to happen. You know,
I have to say,
the PGA Tour is coming with all these guys from these white shoe firms, and this guy's quoting Thomas Jefferson. Whatever. His mouth started running throughout Thomas.
All right, let's talk about this for real.
I declare my independence from the PGA Tour. What?
What do you think of the latest thing?
Look, I have no antipathy towards this. It looks, you know, hey, I don't mind. It looks like a great form of like sort of disruption. It looks like an interesting, exciting concept. I have no antipathy towards it. I don't want it to fail. I'm highly skeptical of this. Like, just highly skeptical. I know they have a lot of money. I'm sure they have some smart people. This website, it's just like, it just reminds me of like, I don't know.
I think they should take the website down. It's that bad.
I know. This feels like a PR Hail Mary. I'm sorry. There's the Saudi one seems to, if it doesn't have juice, it's got mountains of money that some of these, you know, unscrupulous golfers seem to be wooed by. This thing is just sort of the pandemic came and like wrecked their momentum. These are guys who did everything in the shadows, strategized, and now they're like talking to every Tom, Dick, and Harry newspaper reporter. They're coming out with these public, ridiculous tweets. They're answering, you know, they've got this website, which is just like...
They're engaging with people that are attempting to ridicule them.
It looks like, yeah, I mean, it looks cool on paper, but I'm just skeptical. And I don't have, again, I don't want it to fail. It would be cool to see them rock the boat and have this happen. I just don't know what else to say about it. I'm looking at a website. If they're like on the, yeah, we're starting in 2023. Cool. Like, I could say a lot of things. Like, yeah, I'm going to be, you know, a scratch handicap in 2023. And this is how I'm going to get there. I don't know. Like, and I could write a website about how I was going to get there. I hope it works. I don't know if I hope. It's an interesting idea on paper, but that's all it is on paper right now. And it feels like they sort of lost momentum, and this is sort of a PR Hail Mary for, like, media, for marks, for players that see $4 million. Like, all right, cool, sign me up. They very clearly want to make it, like, this is not the Saudi one. There is no Saudi backing here. Like, that's... that's an important point and clarification. They maybe why they want to go public. I guess I'm just like a little skeptical. If not against it, just skeptical of this whole PR assault. It just feels like it's a Hail Mary here as things sort of get away from them. What do you think? What do you think?
Well, I think they've had to do this PR assault because nobody knows what's going on, because the SGL, the PGL. And now I think they've got, like, at least a foundation of an idea that might be tenable.
The foundation of an idea is what that was there 5 years ago, it sounds like. They've always done
here's
in the
thing,
background.
Like, we just, this is what I think about is, like, what did we just talk about with the PGA Tour? We talked about this ridiculous event.
John Rollins?
Completely unnecessary to have. And it's like, we got guys that suck. It's like, I do agree that I think there's a bigger market for golf and a better product would do
totally.
That. I actually really liked a comment in the Ian Carter article that they ended it with. The quote that he ended with was really good about, like, you know, the tour should at least talk to him, like. Like, it was so true. There's so much truth. I'm pulling it up right now.
Well, they could, like, make the tour of the minor leagues, you know?
Yeah, kinda. This is what he said. He said, he goes, you have a discussion. Talk to us. Don't throw up barriers. Is this better for the game? We don't know. But, like, there's a question there that's actually worth asking. Listen to more people. Listen to fans. You can go for years avoiding the conversation. We know what's held it back, and these conversations might be the help that golf requires. Like, we know what holds all innovation back. All, like, why something doesn't improve. It always points back to the PGA Tour.
Yeah. I read, like, the nuts and bolts of how this would go, and it's exciting. You know, the events, the formats, it is a different product. It's encouraging, or I don't know. It creates enthusiasm for me. At least it's a little bit of a shakeup to the status quo, which can become monotonous. It just feels like they're really trying to win over. Like, we are not the Super League. The fans will own 50%, but on a basis yet to be determined. In parentheses, like, okay, yeah. Women are going to play. Like, it just feels like this is not the Super League. It's not Saudis. Women are going to be involved. We're going to do festivals of golf.
Love that. Festivals of golf.
2 week festival of golf. That's the term I called the players. That was my big takeaway from the players. Like, a festival of golf. It's just more of a festival. It just feels like they're trying to, like, win hearts and minds, right? With, like, as many kind of, you know, catch-all phrases to get people under this tent. Women will be involved. No Saudis. We're trying to make the game better for everybody. We're trying to, you can own the team. You can, like, it's just a lot of stuff in a lot of different directions. The core concept seems fine. Seems great if it happens.
See, I've got even better news for you.
What?
They plan to IPO the business following the launch of the league. So we could be owners. We could be shareholders. Just like the, you know, all the Green Bay fans are shareholders of the Packers.
They're beating shareholders. On a basis yet to be determined. I think that's not, like, that's just kind of a thing they're putting out there. It doesn't seem like...
They'll ensure the highest standards of governance for decades to come.
Is there anything on the format that jumped out to you? It's kind of what we've heard now for almost... for 18 months, right? Shotgun starts, no cut, 3 days, 12 teams. There's a like kind of dual concurrent competitions, individual and teams. You know, there's a team principal who picks the two scores of the four that will that will actually count at the start of a day. And there's 18 events. I think, what was it, 12 in the U.S. on West and East Coast swings, and then 6 in Asia and Europe? Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Is that fair to say that?
Yeah. I don't think they're going to Saudi Arabia.
No. Anything jump out to you on that? $4 million winner's purse every week, $20 million.
It's a lot of money.
Purses.
I mean,
it's a lot of money on the website. Like, is it all there? The Saudis have broken away. Is it all there? I have no reason to believe that it is or isn't. I don't have a lot of, you know, inside intel on the money. But I don't know. Do you have strong... I just didn't feel like there was a ton of new stuff other than this is like a very public push to kind of... Do you think this starts in January 2023?
I don't know. If I had to say
it's a big
no,
question.
No. Dude... I do want something that I want either the PGA Tour to innovate significantly, which isn't going to happen unless something like this is a real threat.
Well, that's
so I think at the very base, you should root for this to gain some speed, some traction. Maybe you root for it to gain some traction enough to push the tour to
do some stuff more like
this. Like this shit this week shouldn't happen.
It is quite a week for this to pop up. I don't know. It's a great it's an exciting sort of
think about this week. This week has 500 FedEx Cup points on the line, and you got that shit sandwich field. The same amount of FedEx Cup points as their vaunted elevated status event
Riviera,
last week in Riviera, where you get 9 of the top 10 players in the world playing. It's just fucking stupid.
What did you think of the relegation part of it? Where there's
I
like
love
a,
relegation.
Not everybody stays, and it's not just a closed 12-team, 48-guys deal. So
I love it. I like this model so much more. I mean, I'm not a big fan of no cut, but like the relegation is great. I like 18 events. Scarcity is a good thing for some of this, you know?
I love the chart they did of the purse breakdown side by side with the WGCs, just making it look like, you know,
chump change.
More or less. Yeah. So you think the PGA Tour should engage them?
No, I mean, I just think there's just a lot of truth at the end of that statement about how, like, and this goes beyond just them, right? There's no change in professional golf, and it doesn't get better. Like, this goes from the telecast down to the format they play, the way they move good young players up and down. Nothing changes because nobody ever has the conversation. You know, and there's no outside influence. It's just an insular organization that is run by players who have one and only one interest themselves at hand. There's never any interest weighed on the fans and what would make the game better for the product and make the game better for, you know, the people that love watching it.
And let's be honest, there's too many people in the room saying why things can't get done. You know, just too many people in the global home. So it gets watered down everybody's got to come up with something to add to the pile on the fringes. It doesn't make sense. And
just wait till they roll out whatever new marketing slogan's next, you know?
Yeah. All right, that's it. That's two episodes this Wednesday, this Tuesday. This one will release Wednesday morning. I enjoyed it. You got your one and done pick. I'm going with Tane Lee.
I got
Tommy
Fleetwood.
All right. Everyone enjoy your Wednesdays. We'll be back Friday. We may be back before that. We'll see. We'll be back with you later this week.
Bye.